I'm in front of the American embassy. There is a protest going on, and I'm talking to
Amir
from
Iran and the States.
And he's going to tell me, if you tell me, like, what you make of the situation here and just generally about the imminent war or possible war on Iran.
Yes, well, right now here there are a lot of different groups out here. There are definitely opposing views. I think it reflects the fractured nature of Iranian politics today and the fact that it's complicated very much by internal and external forces, particularly the United States and other Western powers that seek to intervene in Iran and isolate Iran further. And I do not support the Iranian regime in any sense whatsoever, but at the same time, I feel that any intervention, any war, any sanctions will push the people, the Iranian people who are opposed and reform-minded, into the hands of the hardliners, because inevitably a war and violence and the threat of an external attack will polarize people. And this polarization will silence any type of democratic discussion or any possible avenue for democratic advancement.
And you've been to Iran, you've visited Iran,
yes.
You know the situation.
Yes, I've lived in Iran. I visit almost every year, and I have family members there who I know are against the regime. But if they are pushed to decide between regime and intervention, they will always support the regime. Because Iranians have a long experience with U.S. intervention in their history, and they do not want to go back to the days, no matter how many problems they have with the Iranian government. Their independence from foreign power is something that I think all Iranian people cherish, at least within Iran. There may be groups here in this protest who do not see it that way, but I think the vast majority of Iranian people do not want to give up their independence.
Well, someone may tell you that you're obviously Western educated and you don't really know that much about what's going on in Iran on a daily basis, how people put up with inflation, with kind of unemployment, with the repression by the state, and that's why you're against the war.
Yes, no, I agree. I mean, I definitely have the benefit of having lived in the West, but I see with my own family, I have many family and friends in Iran who are suffering, absolutely suffering. They suffer from two hands. They suffer from the regime's policies, the regime's oppression, and they also suffer from the sanctions. It's devastating the economy further. And that's not the answer. And if it comes to intervention and war, those problems will only be exacerbated and made much worse.
And how do you see, like, the future in terms of, do you think there will be a war in Iran?
I don't know. I think right now the actual possibility of war, although the threat is there, I think it would be very difficult for there to be a war waged against Iran, a full-scale war, because the U.S., I think, is too stretched in the region and does not have the capacity to fully take over the Iranian government. They may attack Iran, and if they do limited attacks on Iran, I think that would be the worst thing, because it would not knock out the regime and it would only strengthen the hardline movements in Iran.